take a deep dive into paranormal phenomena and the thin line between science and the unexplained. This is The Unimagined.
So when you hear the word paranormal, what is your understanding of that, and have you had any experiences with what you would call the paranormal?
Well, when I think of paranormal, I just think of something of unknown, something that may not be able to be explained, ghosts, different entities, different dimensions.
And as far as experiences go, have you had any paranormal experiences, what you would call paranormal experiences?
Yes, I have. It's been quite a while for me personally. I went to the city of Ventura and I stayed at the Bella Maggiore Inn. And there is a curse there, or like a ghost, I guess you could say. Her name is Sylvia, and she resides in room 17. And of course, when I went, it was my anniversary, and my husband wanted to stay in that room. I did not. He did.
So he already knew the story of this.
He already
knew. And that's why he wanted to go there. Okay.
Yeah. And it was not like really romantic, because it was our 1 year anniversary. Oh, no, I'm sorry. I take it back. It was our second year anniversary, and our son was one, and we had to bring him because we didn't have anybody to watch him, which is fine. It didn't matter to me. But it was a one bed, and it was like a queen size, and it was just us three. But it was interesting, because when we got there, the person that was working at the front desk said, "Oh, yeah, I'll show you to your room." But when she got to room 17, she's all, "This is as far as I go. I'm not going to go any further." I'm more like, okay. So we went in, and she explained everything to us from outside. She wouldn't get anywhere near the room. And I said, okay. And she says, just beware, because this is a haunted room. It's a known fact. And Sylvia likes to take showers in your shower when you're not here. And I was like, okay, sounds good, or whatever. So we left our stuff, because it was gonna be like they had wine and cheese downstairs. So we set our stuff down and we went to go have some wine and cheese and just kind of chill. Of course, when we came back to the room, the shower looked like it had been used, and there was a towel hanging on the back that was damp, and it felt like somebody had wet feet. Mind you, before we had left, I used the restroom and there was nothing.
Right, so you were in there before and you know that it was not used. And
exactly.
Okay.
I had known it wasn't used. And she so the story goes that she was a prostitute and that she hung herself in the closet in room 17. She was really depressed, and this was back sometime, I want to say, like, ooh, like in the 40s and 30s. And she wore rose perfume, so it smelled heavily like roses in there. Now, I don't know if the hotel or
right.
the inn is playing up on
that's
that.
That's what I was going to say.
But that hotel is very, very eerie. Not even just in that room, just the whole place. It just gives you the creeps. And yeah, I'm not the biggest fan of that place, but my husband likes to go. Anyways, when we got there and we did everything we were going to do, and then when we went to sleep, my husband and son just knocked out, and I was the only one awake, and that never happens because I'm usually the one that's asleep and everybody else is awake. Well, come like midnight, my son just woke up like screaming bloody murder, like something was attacking him. It was really scary. I finally calmed him down, and then I felt like there was something at my feet. It is known that she likes to pull your toes while you're sleeping. So it was just a really heavy, heavy night in that room. I'm not sure if that's so much, you know, of it could be Sylvia or whatever. But there was just a lot of just weird coincidences. And yeah, I actually stood in the closet where she was, because it was really cold in there. I looked up to see if I could see anything, which I don't know if I really wanted to see anything.
Did you see anything?
I did see some kind of like weird floating, like it looked like white floating object in the like the top of the ceiling. But I also just thought I was like half awake and maybe I was just seeing things. It could have been that.
Was this late at night when you did that?
Yeah, it was late at night. It was about probably a little bit after midnight, maybe close to one.
Oh, okay.
But the funny thing about Ventura, there's a lot of haunted places there. Granted, we didn't see actual stuff that happened, but there's a park that at 9 p.m. this couple meets at the park, these two ghosts, and they meet and they just meet every night at that time. We looked everywhere. We didn't get a chance to see them. Also in City Hall, there's a third floor, but nobody can get up there. It used to be a women's prison. It's not there no more, but it's been said that if you get in the elevator and you're a female by yourself, sometimes the elevator will go to the third floor by itself. I did it, freaked out. Thank God it didn't go up. I was really scared. I'm not really into seeing ghosts, but it happens.
Yeah, definitely.
But that was just some of the experiences that I had myself personally. So I do have a friend that on and off, he has been a roommate, and I feel that there is something attached to him because when he stays with us, weird stuff happens. And we used to stay at this apartment, and my husband was talking to him, and we had a balcony, and it was like nighttime, like it was like the evening. So he saw this tall image out on the porch or out on the balcony, and my friend's about 6'4", and he smokes cigarettes, so he was on the balcony, usually smoking. My husband was talking to him, and he turned and walked away, and you couldn't see him anymore. And then he was like, he got in and was like, well, that was kind of rude. I was talking to you, and you just walked away. Meanwhile, the front door opened, and there's my roommate.
Okay, so he saw something, thought it was the roommate. Wasn't him, because obviously he came in through the front door.
Exactly. It was a tall, you know, a tall shadow. And so he even went out there and looked, and they both were like freaked out. And also in that apartment, just being like in the living room, we've seen like images poke out from the back two bedrooms. So that was kind of interesting.
And images like an actual person or a shadow, or what was it?
Like, I guess you could say a shadow of a person, because they would like literally poke their head out like, hey, how's it going?
Right.
And it wasn't just me, and it wasn't just like the people that lived in the apartment. One of our other friends came over, and him and my husband were just chilling in the living room. And he's like, is there anybody else here? Because I feel like somebody else is in the other room.
Hmm.
And also on the house that I live in now, the house was built in 1918. So, yes, of course, it's old. So I'm sure there's lots of stuff that goes on. And I have a friend that's a medium. And she, when she came over, she told me, oh, by the way, you have a 30-year-old male that's in your hallway and an older gentleman at the top of your stairs. But they're friendly, so no need to worry. And I even think we have a ghost cat. We've had so many cats in that area. And we had two of our own personal cats, which have died. So it could be one of those, or it could be one of the strays that passed away.
So before your friend told you about the two gentlemen that are in your house, have you felt any of that stuff before? Did it kind of make sense where, you know, hey, now that I get it? Or was that the first time hearing of it and you never felt anything before that?
Well, in the hallway, I do feel something. It just feels like a little bit eerie sometimes, just kind of like uncomfortable. Like maybe I just walk right through this person or this entity or ghost. I do have another friend that came over and she felt it right away. She's like, there's something in your hallway. And she felt it right away. And I feel like I have a lot of friends that do have, you know, they have like, they can feel a ghost or they've been in contact with ghosts. And I'm a believer. It's not like I don't believe that people get stuck in between transitions. Mm-hmm. If they pass away and they're like stuck as a ghost here. I also really do believe in different dimensions, which is really bizarre sometimes. And when I was like really young, about, I don't know, 19 years old, it was weird. I was just sitting there and I saw like a silver ball bouncing and it just disappeared. I was watching it bounce, and then it just went to nothing.
Was this inside your house? Was it outside?
Yeah. This was inside my apartment when I lived with my mom, and I was literally sitting there watching it bounce towards me, and it just disappeared.
Hmm.
And I was like, okay. I didn't get, like, scared. I just figured maybe somebody's in another dimension playing with something.
Oh, I see.
And it just bounced. But
right.
I don't, like, I, of course, I can make myself creeped out, but I try not to creep myself out.
but either way, you're a believer and you know.
Oh, yeah, big time. I'm a believer. Right.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. So it's not like you're trying to debunk anything as far as that goes. You're just saying, okay, this is more paranormal activity that I've experienced, and that's what you call it, and you just know that it's there, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
So I if someone tells me that this place may be haunted, you know, granted, I'm not like running towards it.
Of course.
Chances are I'm running away from it.
Because you are a believer. Because usually skeptics would be like, no, it doesn't make any sense. I don't believe in that. I'm going to go there and, you know.
Exactly. And I'm a believer of things getting attached to you, especially if you go somewhere and someone tells you that it's haunted. You don't know what you're bringing back that can get attached.
Like, right.
I get it. There's friendly ghosts and, you know, but there's also stuff out there that's not so friendly, and you could bring that back, and that's not cool because you have, if you live with other people, that's not cool. And
yeah,
I've had some incidences that's happened as well.
So have you brought anything back, or the people that you've been with have brought something?
The people that I've lived with brought something back.
Okay.
There's this asylum in Downey that's been abandoned for some time, and my husband and my old roommate decided to break in. I know that sounds terrible, but they did. And there's video like on YouTube. It's pretty creepy. There's people that have watched it so many times that they know to the second where shit's about to go down.
Right.
They heard some crazy growling in the basement, and my husband's like, oh, it might be a cat. And my old roommate's like, that is not a cat. That sounds like, I don't even know how to explain it, but they've actually like walked around with a video camera, and they went into one of the bathrooms, and somebody said by a certain amount of seconds, you could see someone's feet in one of the stalls that lift up.
Oh, wow.
So I've watched the video. That was the first time he went. He went a second time with another one of our friends. And for some reason, the footage that they recorded got all jumbled.
The entire recording or just certain parts?
The beginning started and then the rest just jumbled.
Oh,
so
wow.
I'm like, there's clearly something that...
Yeah, that's interfering with it in some way,
mm-hmm.
taking the energy of whatever it is. Okay. I think I've seen that video, by the way.
Yeah.
I believe I've seen it. I think you linked me to it a while ago.
Yeah, it's a pretty old video, but it's pretty gnarly. And then also one time my husband had fallen asleep in one of my kids' beds, and he started, like, he thought he was dreaming, but he was awake, and he could see all these, like, faces around him, and they were talking in other languages, and they were holding him down to the bed. I don't know if it was, like, sleep paralysis, but he felt like it was some kind of supernatural that wasn't friendly, and he was screaming for me, and I came from the other room. It wasn't like in the middle of the night, it was already the morning, like probably like 9 o'clock. He couldn't move. He was really freaking out. And I even went and grabbed like a Bible, and as soon as I grabbed the Bible, then it just kind of just disappeared. Everything it was just gone.
And he was able to move again after that, and
he was able to move.
He was awake.
Yeah, he was able to move again after that, but I do feel like something has gotten attached to him, but I don't think it's ever been, like, you know, cleansed or saged off him or
right,
whatever
right.
We could do.
Have you taken any of those measures to do anything? Not necessarily to him or to anybody, but to the house itself?
Yeah, we've had sage in our house, and I guess it doesn't really, it's not like... We've used sage in our house and everything like that, but we've also filmed a lot of, like, short films, which I know that just because there's a script and this and that, but it's also, like, scary stuff. So sometimes I feel like it's inviting something to come in if you're filming stuff like that. And, you know, we watch a lot of horror movies and, like, so many different types. So we kind of, you know, it's not like we're desensitized, but we understand if something is out of the normal. We don't get, like, we don't try to debunk it, basically.
Yeah, yeah. Just let it happen.
Exactly.
We're going to talk about the subject of sleep paralysis and, I guess, ties to the paranormal when it comes to it, because I know there's different theories of it. Obviously, the scientific side, medical side of it. But a lot of people think that it is tied to the paranormal as well. Right. And you know, have you had any experiences with sleep paralysis before?
I don't think so much sleep paralysis. I just think it's one of those kinds of, like, nightmares where you feel like you're literally attached to the bed. But I have not been to the point where I've been, like still laying in bed and see myself awake.
Right.
Anything like that.
Okay. So I've had experiences before, quite a few. I've felt before where I don't know because, okay, so the scientific, I guess, definition of it, or not definition, but what they say is happening, it either happens when you're about to fall asleep or when you're about to wake up.
Okay.
There's no kind of in between. So it happens during, I believe they said after the REM period kicks in, which is the rapid eye movement when you start to fall asleep.
Mm-hmm.
Or again, when you wake up. So I think I felt it more when I'm about to fall asleep.
Oh, okay.
Or thinking that I'm falling asleep either way. So when it happens, you don't know. Pretty much, I mean, I guess I don't know where I am at that point.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what time it is. I don't, you know, I just know that something is taking place. Something is happening. So the first experiences that I've had were quite a few years ago. It happened in the house that I used to live in Orange County in California.
Okay.
And I felt like somebody was, I usually sleep on my side when I go to sleep.
Right or left?
On my right side mostly.
Okay.
So this one time I was laying down, I was on the opposite end of my bed. Instead of sleeping like, you know, the head of the bed, I guess you can call it. I was sleeping at the foot of the bed facing a wall, which I normally don't do. But I don't know why I did that day. I think it was probably hot outside and I could feel the fan a little bit more because I had a ceiling fan. I could feel a little bit more from that angle, so I think that's why I did it. But I remember trying to go to sleep. I couldn't really fall asleep. And then I think I was about to fall asleep, and then I felt something get in the bed behind me.
Mm. Whoa.
And you can feel, like, you know, the little depression in the bed when somebody sits down or lays down or whatever. I felt like somebody laid down behind me. So I got the sensation of calmness, I guess, at the time. I wasn't scared. You know, I wasn't freaking out or anything, but I wasn't like, oh, this is fun. You know, I wasn't thinking this is a good experience or anything. But I felt a sense of ease. But then after that, I felt like somebody touched my, like, arm, you know, when you're like cuddling somebody, like, oh. That's what I felt that. And I first thought, who's in my room? Of course,
right.
My door was always locked, my door, no matter what. If I live alone, if I live with somebody, if there's roommates, whatever it is. In this particular case, I had a lot of roommates, so I would always lock my door. It's just a habit of mine. I've been doing that since I was younger. Even when living with my parents, I would lock my door at night. I don't know if that has anything to do with my, you know, unconscious mind just thinking like something's going to happen, someone's going to come in or whatever it is. But I always lock the door. So I first knew that it can't be anybody in the house because they couldn't just walk in.
Right.
But I immediately thought it was a female roommate that I had at the time. And I was like, oh, it's just that. That's what it is. So my first initial thought was that, but then I, of course, kind of snapped out of that because I'm like, why would she do that? Why would she come to my room and just all of a sudden cuddle?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Spoon you.
Yeah, exactly. Why would that happen? So I was like, that's not what it is. And then I remember being frozen to where I can't move. And then eventually I was able to get a little more movement so where I can turn around and look and I see that nobody's there. So that happened before. And then another time I was at my mom's house sleeping on the couch and the same thing happened. And usually my mom, if I would stay the night, and at this point I think I had moved back in with my mom for a little while, and so I was sleeping on the couch, just like, you know, in between places or whatever.
Right.
And my mom would wake me up in the morning before work when she would get ready, and she'd kind of come over and shake me and just be like, time to get up. She would go and do her thing in the bathroom, and then I would go in after that. So she would like prep me, like, you know, start waking up basically.
Right.
So I'm used to somebody every morning coming in and like trying to wake me up. But this time it happened at night. It was completely dark. I thought I was awake, and I felt somebody sit down on the edge of the couch, but like right behind me, like where my back is. And again, I'm sleeping on my right side. There's a window immediately to my, like right in front of me, basically. And I felt like somebody just sat down right behind my back. And I'm thinking maybe it's my mom, whatever, but then it's pitch black, so there's no way she's waking me up, you know. And usually when she wakes me up, it's daytime, it's, you know, or morning, but the sun is out.
Right.
This, there was nothing. It was pitch black. It was still nighttime. And I don't think I felt anything as far as, like, somebody putting a hand on me or anything like that, but I did feel that. And again, by the time I was able to move, I turned around. Nobody was there. I think I turned one of the lights on, looked around. Nothing. There was nothing there. So I've experienced that multiple times where I just feel things in bed with me. Mm-hmm. And again, I think it's around the time when I'm about to fall asleep. Except for that time, maybe, I think it was probably when I was just waking up.
Got it.
Because again, it was in the middle of the night, and I just remember it was pitch black. And before that, I could have swore that, you know, I turned the TV off and I was already asleep. So I am under the impression that it does take place either one of those times. So that was not so scary experiences, but there was another time where it was a little more exciting.
Real quick.
Sure.
I remember at your mom's apartment, because I've been there a couple of times.
Right.
That living room had like a bit of a weird eeriness.
Yes.
So I could understand that.
Right.
Somebody sitting there.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So I felt it before too. So, but it was, I felt it more, of course, like when I was alone, because my mom used to not be in that apartment all the time. Mm-hmm. And I'd pretty much have it to myself. Mm-hmm. So, and that's when I would feel it the most. But then again, people always say that when you're alone, you start seeing things, hearing things or whatever. But I know I felt it, and I've always felt it. That apartment building, that complex has been around since the 70s. Mm-hmm. So it's definitely, you know, it's got some history behind it. But I'm glad you said that, because I felt it as well. But it was nothing that I don't put too much attention to it. Mm-hmm. It's just something that's there, and you're like, okay, cool. You know, in the daytime, to me, it doesn't seem weird. Right. I guess just like at nighttime when, you know, things start to come into play.
Right.
But fast forward probably a couple years later, which is maybe about 6 or 7 years ago now, the house that I was living in Orange County, which I felt the other person, like, or other thing get into bed with me, a lot of times I would sleep, and I mentioned it to you earlier before we were recording, sometimes I would sleep with earphones in because my roommates were so loud, and you know, there's always something happening in the house. And my room was directly through, you had to walk through the kitchen to get to my room, so people are up all the time cooking, you know, and there's a living room like right past that. People would just kind of go to that area to converse and talk and whatever. A lot of times I would just put my earphones in and just try to go to sleep. So I remember one time I got woken up, because I could have swore I was asleep. I got woken up. I heard banging on my door, on my bedroom door, but I didn't pay much attention to it. I was just thinking that it was just the roommates again making noise or whatever it was. I couldn't tell. But since I had my earphones in, I heard everything muffled. So to me, it didn't seem like it was a dream. Because in your dream, you're going to hear things just like normal. You're not going to hear any muffled in your dream, you know, to my understanding at least.
Right.
But I heard that muffled sound. I heard somebody banging on the door, and I remember waking up, opening my eyes, seeing, again, I was laying on the other end of the bed facing that wall. And I remember waking up, seeing the wall, seeing, you know, the bed next to me, or the bed that I was laying in, obviously. And then I was telling myself, like, okay, I got to get up. And I was saying it out loud, like, okay, I'm coming, type of thing, you know, whoever's at the door, I'll be there in a second. So I just remember moving kind of slowly, or thinking I was moving slowly, but I couldn't move. But my eyes were still open, and next thing you know, I kind of put my attention towards, like, above me. Like, if I'm laying on my right side, I'm looking up, like, to my right a little bit.
Okay.
And this is where it gets very strange. So I remember doing that. As soon as I did that, I heard a couple people saying something, and I don't recall what they were saying, but they were basically in kind of a, like, an urgent, there was a sense of urgency to whatever they were saying.
Okay.
And I was like, okay, I'm going to get up right now. My first initial thought was it was the police, or it was like some sort of emergency service, fire department, or whatever it was. Like, something was going on that I needed to get out. So I wasn't really worried. And I was just kind of like, okay, give me a minute, I'm getting up, type of thing. But when I put my attention over my head to my right, I saw a gun pointed at me.
Oh.
So, yeah, so it was very strange, yes. So it shocked me at first, but I wasn't scared to the point of where I'm like, what's happening? I need to get out of here. My initial thought, like I said, was that it was the police. So I don't know what's happening, because there was a lot of activity. There was a lot of weird roommates that were in that house before.
That is true.
So, right. So they, you know, I was thinking it had something to do with that. Because, again, this is real to me. This is happening. It's not a dream. I'm not imagining anything. I'm not hallucinating in any way. So I was like, okay, I see that. I'm like, okay, I'm going to get up. I'm moving. I'm doing whatever. But I couldn't move. So I was seeing everything clearly. I saw the light kind of coming in through from the back.
Like the kitchen area?
Not the kitchen area, but outside of the sliding glass door that I had that led into the backyard.
By the pool.
By the pool. So there were lights that were shining through, like, the curtains that I had there. So I remember seeing that, and it's very slight, but you can still see that. You know, it's never pitch black in any room, and unless you really black it out and you go, you know. So I saw that. I see the gun, and I'm like, okay, this is something serious. I need to get up. So I'm moving, and then I remember just kind of trying to push myself up, and I couldn't move. My arms were completely still, stiff. I couldn't move at all, but I was still talking to them, and I heard their voice muffled as well. So again, if it's in my dream, that's not going to come through muffled. You're going to hear, you know, right, in your subconscious exactly how it's supposed to sound. But I didn't. I heard like it was muffled. So finally I was able to move, and I was able to take one of my earphones out. And when I did that, even though I had them in and it's complete silence, I heard complete silence as I took it out. Like, there was nothing around me. There was no more noise, any of that stuff. And I looked up. Obviously, there was nobody there. So that whole thing that took place seemed 100% real. But as soon as I was able to move, everything just kind of disappeared. So it was a very strange experience, and I've never had anything like that happen since then or before then. Other than, you know, like I said, somebody sitting down next to me, laying down. I've never seen anything until that moment.
So just quick question now. So in the house that you live in now, do you still mm-hmm. sleep on your right? And if so, are you looking at the wall?
I do sleep on my right side. And yes, there is the wall there.
Got it. And then also, I did find out from somebody recently that depending on what side you sleep on, those are the types of dreams you have.
Oh, that's interesting.
So if you sleep on your right, certain things happen. If you sleep on your left, certain things happen. If you sleep on your back, certain things happen.
Oh, okay.
So you might want to look into seeing if sleeping on the right gives you more sleep paralysis, because I tend Makes to sleep sense. On the left.
And you don't have sleep paralysis, like you said.
No, I get a lot of funky dreams.
Because I do, a lot of times I'll start on my left side, sleeping on my left side, but it's uncomfortable for me. Mm-hmm. So either I'll wake up because of the uncomfort, or I'll just say, I can't even fall asleep. Now I need to turn to my right. But that's an interesting fact.
So your body just generally kind of goes,
exactly.
Right.
Yeah,
that's
exactly
what happens to me too. I'll start on my right, and right, before you know it, at the end of the night, I'm on my
yeah,
left.
Yeah, you're on your
and
left.
I'm like in a fetal position.
Yeah, yeah.
Too.
You're like, how did I get here?
And I don't like to stretch my feet out because I'm so paranoid that someone's going to drop
something's
them.
Underneath the bed. Yeah. There's something under the bed. That reminds me of the movie The Prophecy.
Okay.
There's a part where the quote-unquote devil comes out.
Yeah.
And I don't remember verbatim what he says in there, but he's basically saying something to the effect of, oh, you know when there's that thing under your bed, like, that's me. It was so creepy. Like, it gives me the chills every time. I need to watch it again because I want to see what he's, I want to hear what he says again. And it's just so creepy. Anyway, so that's off to that subject. But but yeah, I mean, I don't sleep on my back because it's really uncomfortable for me. So the only way that I can sleep is that. And it kind of makes sense where if you're on your left side, you get these kind of dreams, and you're on your right, it's that. So that's interesting. I wonder if it plays to, like, the left side of your brain, the right side of your brain in some sort of way. Because I know before, and I don't know, I probably haven't fact-checked this or anything, but I know there was some medical things that were said before where if you sleep on your left side, it's bad for your heart.
Mm, okay.
So I'm wondering if it all plays in to that.
And I heard if you sleep on your right, it's bad for your stomach. And I have bad stomach issues, so I do sleep
on my... So you do sleep on your left.
So I'm just like, my heart's going to give out. Right
now, yeah. Your stomach is good, but, you know, it's the heart now that's having issues. But it does make sense why everything just kind of ties in together. Obviously, the body is, you know, it's doing its thing regardless, but it does make sense if you're, you know,
yeah,
constantly and it's really, in that position.
I think it's really cool about the whole subconscious thing, too, because...
Yeah.
You know, that's a whole nother like thing. I know that it's like not paranormal, but that's like something that's interesting too, because
yeah.
What happens to you subconsciously opposed right. to when you're conscious.
Or yeah, exactly.
You're like, what? Like,
I mean, the mind is a crazy thing. It's so very. Like fascinating.
It is.
And just the human body and just like, you know, all that stuff is just very interesting because a lot of people do attribute certain things that happen in the mind to the paranormal. And just to see that tie-in and how people think about it is also an interesting thing to hear because there's theories, again, like I talked about on the first episode, there's theories out there that people can say this is 100% paranormal or there's scientific theories behind why this happened
right.
and all that. But just to hear, you know, what other people think about it and just is it really the mind that's playing those tricks on you that are causing you to see these things or feel these things? Again, we'll never know because, you know,
but
how do you know?
Exactly. But you do realize sometimes that the mind plays more tricks on you when you're alone.
When you're alone, yeah.
You, like, for freak sure. yourself out more. You're like,
oh, yeah.
Calm down. What am I doing myself?
Exactly. I mean, there's... I know I'll stay up and I'll go down the deep rabbit hole of YouTube and watch, like, UFO things
oh, yeah.
and just aliens. And it doesn't freak me out, but if I think about it, I'll start freaking myself out.
Right.
I'll be like, okay, I'm going to lock that door. That door is going to close. I'm going to turn this light on, turn this off. I don't know why I'm watching this at 3:30 in the morning. And then, exactly. yeah. So your mind definitely does play tricks on you. And it definitely does kind of lead you in this weird direction when you're by yourself, because right. you have nobody to talk to and nobody to keep your mind occupied in that way. So it's just going to constantly turn and spin. And
right. And then like for people to say, oh, you know, things don't exist on other planets or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
If you really think about it, just living here on Earth, we got a lot of freaky things. Just think of like certain animals, like yeah. come on, like an octopus or an anteater, a platypus. These things
yeah.
look insane.
They
so,
do. And
so
they're normal
freaky,
to us.
Yeah, it's normal to us, but in a way it's a little bit freaky.
In a way, yeah, if you think about it, again, if you think about it and you look at it and you say, why, you know, there's tentacles on this thing, eight legs or whatever it is.
Yeah.
It's yeah, it's freaky looking stuff.
Yeah, or when people find new
yeah
creatures
yeah.
that they've never seen before, it's like, so you're like concerned that there's nothing else happening.
yeah,
I'm like a little concerned here.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm concerned about this rather than what we might find
yeah.
on other planets.
Right.
But it is interesting because I personally don't think we're the only intelligent
oh, no.
life. I mean, we're not very intelligent. let's face it. But I don't think we're the only intelligent
I
life.
Mean, some are a little
some
more intelligent.
Some are a little bit more. But, yeah, I definitely think there's other stuff out there that we yeah. haven't seen. I mean, obviously, some people have seen it.
Right.
And I believe it. I believe in stuff like that. I've had experiences where I can say I know what I've seen. And other people have told me the same things as well. So I can only imagine what's out there that we have not seen.